Good morning on this first day of August in 2012. Thank you for being with us today. My name is Kevin Williams, and this is Daily Worship at the Gathering Place Church in Pineville, Louisiana. My prayer today is that as we're here together, that we would together have a fresh encounter with a living God who speaks into the hearts of his people. And he's doing so today as we're here together. I want to start in 1 Thessalonians chapter 1 this morning. I want to start in verse 2. This is what it says. This is Paul's words to the church in Thessalonica. We give thanks to God always for all of you, constantly mentioning you in our prayers, remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and your labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers, loved by God, that he has chosen you because our gospel came to you not only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. You know what kind of men we proved to be among you for your sake, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord. For you received the word in much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all of the believers in Macedonia and Achaia. I want to go back to verse 2, this is what it says. It says that, remembering before the Lord God and Father your work of faith and your labor of love and steadfastness of hope. You know, here in the church of Thessalonica, they received this word, it says, in much affliction, in much persecution. But even in all of that, they received the word with the joy of the Holy Spirit and steadfastness of hope. It didn't matter what their external circumstances were, that they put their trust in the Lord, and as a result, they were filled with joy in the Holy Spirit. You know, and just today as I got up, this is just what I felt like I needed to say to somebody who's listening, that there are things that the Lord has that you know that the Lord is speaking into your life to follow through in, and you have done everything that you can possible to rationalize a reason why you shouldn't do it. But you know this morning that the Holy Spirit is leading you to step out in certain things, and you know what those things are. As the Lord gives illumination to your mind and your spirit this morning. But just know that the Lord can be trusted with those things. He will not leave you to yourself and to your own vices, but he walks with you every step of the way. But he has called you this morning to put your trust into action today. So my prayer is that through the Holy Spirit, that we would have the boldness to do so today, to step out in faith and trust the Lord in what he has called us to do. The time is now, church. Maybe we've been in a season of waiting in certain aspects of our lives, and just struggling with the Lord about certain things and asking him to confirm over and over again. You know, because I'm like that. I feel like I need the Lord to confirm over and over again words in my life. But the time is now. So let's walk in boldness in the Holy Spirit and trust in him in fullness. And then as a result of that, it doesn't matter what the result is, doesn't matter what happens, that we will go forth in joy in the Holy Spirit. Let's go to the Lord in prayer this morning. Lord, today we confess that we are people of weak faith. Lord, I know that I am. Lord, so I need your Holy Spirit to just overshadow me today. Lord, give me the boldness, Lord, to step out in what you have called me to. Lord, I ask that you would give us today, as we're here together, Lord, that you would give us boldness through your Holy Spirit. Oh, Lord. Lord, we trust you. Lord, we put that trust into action today. Lord, because we know that you watch over your children. But Lord, that you protect us in ways that no one or nothing else could ever do. Lord, we rely on your strength because we are incredibly weak. Lord, thank you for speaking into our hearts and lives today. Lord, we respond. Lord, this is the beginning of our response today. Lord, and may this response continue as we go throughout our day and as we put your words that you've spoken to us into action today. Lord, show us how to do that. Lord, we respond in song today. Now let the weak say that I have strength by the Spirit of power that raised Christ from the dead. Now let the poor stand and confess that my portion is him and that I'm more than blessed. Now let the weak say I have strength by the Spirit of God that raised Christ from the dead. Now let the poor stand and confess that my portion is I'm more than blessed. Let now our hearts burn with a flame, a fire consuming all for your Son's holy name. Now with the heavens we declare,
stands renewed. Jesus of all.